So cute. All right, Carla, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, good afternoon. Good afternoon. Good morning. This is the Wednesday, June 14th morning session of the Portland City Council. We're now in order. Carla, please call the roll.
Fish.
Here.
Saltzman.
Here.
Udaly. Fritz.
Here.
Wheeler.
Here. Before we begin, I just want to acknowledge we have a large group of children from the Kairos Portland program with us today. The commissioners and I had an opportunity to meet with them. Hello up there. Had the opportunity to meet with them out in the hallway before we started. They have also created a very, very nice gesture that I'd like to share with everybody in the chamber this morning. They have put together some handmade, beautiful cards, and they are sending their love to the brave people who were involved with the MAX train tragedy a couple of weeks ago. And we'll make absolutely certain that these cards get to the right people. And I will tell you, kids, they will come very, very highly appreciated. So thank you so much for this wonderful gesture. It speaks very highly for you and for Kairos, your parents and your teachers. So thank you for that. Before we begin our session, there's a statement that I read about maintaining conduct and order in the chamber. The purpose of council meetings is to do the city's business, including hearing from the community on issues of concern. In order for us to hear from everyone and to give due consideration to matters before the council, we must all endeavor to preserve the order and decorum of these meetings. To make sure that the process is clear, I want to review some of the basic guidelines, which I hope will make everybody feel comfortable, welcome, respected, and safe at the meeting, and also to ensure that decorum is maintained. There are two opportunities for public participation. First, we have the opportunity for people to sign up for communications to speak about any subject they'd like to address. These items must be scheduled in advance with the clerk's office. Second of all, people can sign up for public testimony on the first readings of any reports, resolutions, or ordinances. If you sign up, your testimony must address the matter being considered at that time. Please state your name for the record. We don't need people's address. If you're a lobbyist, we do need to know that. And if you're here representing an organization, that's good to know as well. Individuals typically have 3 minutes to testify unless otherwise stated. When you have 30 seconds left, the yellow light lights up, and when your time is done, the red light goes on. Conduct that disrupts the meeting, for example, shouting or interrupting others' testimony or interrupting during council deliberations, is not allowed. Personal attacks and insults levied against city and council staff, many of whom are required to testify as a condition of their employment, is not tolerated.
That is a disruption.
And if you continue, I'll have to have you leave.
I want the police to follow the same rules of law that you ask us to follow as far as conduct in this council. This woman had an assassination attempt by your police.
So if thank you, Mimi. If there is a disruption, I will issue a warning that if any further disruption occurs, anyone who's disrupting the meeting will be subject to ejection for the remainder of the meeting. Anyone who fails to leave the meeting after being ejected will be subject to arrest for trespass. If folks would like to show your support, a simple thumbs up will do. If you'd like to express that you don't support something, thumbs down. Thank you now, and let's get started. So, kids, just FYI, that's not unusual, and you shouldn't be alarmed. That is civil disobedience in action, and you'll learn all about that if you have not already. So with that, we'll continue. The